Shalom to all. Today's daf is about Basra of Ayinu. We're starting the third line with the words Bamin Erev Acha Bar Huna. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basra Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, also remember, the fully mature carob and sycamore trees are not included in the sale of a field. A person doesn't have to say, "I'm selling you my field," just not these trees. As another Gemara tells us, Bamin Erev Acha Bar Huna Merev Sheshes Racha Bar Huna Eso Sheshes Lalan question. Let's say he did say that. He expressly stipulated, "Chutz Mecharav Pliny, Chutz Mesadon Pliny, I'm selling you my field except for that charav or that sadon." Mahu was then, do we say that the buyer is not kaina that charuv because it was stipulated that it's not included in the sale, but hashar charuvim kani, he is kaina the other charuvim because it's mashma from what the seller is trying to say that he's only retaining one charuv for himself but not the rest of them. Maybe the buyer doesn't acquire the other charuvim either. So Amrlei, he responded, he's not kaina the other charuvim as well. So we have a verse that tells us, chutz mecharuv pliny, chutz misadon pliny, loikana, he's not kaina. Now my love, oisei charuv hu loikana. What do we understand the Brisa to be telling us? That he's not kind of that charuv which was specified, but he is kind of the other charuvin. So Amar Lei, Rav Sheshes told him, Loi, that's not what the Brisa is telling us. Afilu shar charuvin nami loikana, even the other carob trees are not acquired. And how do you know that? Because teida, the ilu Amar Lei, let's say the seller told the buyer, Sadi mechur lecha, I'm selling you my field, chutz misada plainis, except for that field, meaning my other field next to the one that I'm selling you, that second one is not being sold. Hahi hu deloikani, ha'achrenaisa kani, do you want to say that only the one that was expressly excluded from the sale is not acquired by the buyer, but other fields owned by the seller are acquired by the buyer? Of course not. He's only selling one field. El Laikana, of course, other fields that are owned by the seller are not acquired by the buyer. Hachanami, so too over here with the carob trees. Laikana, the buyer does not get the other carob trees, even though, again, the seller only expressly excluded one of them. Really, all of them are excluded from the sale. Now, Igad Amri, some say that this is what the conversation was. Let's say he didn't exclude a full tree from the sale, he excluded half of the tree from the sale. How do we view this? Shar charuvin vadalekani. For sure, the other full trees are not included in the sale. But maybe we say, ha masha shir ba'isar charuv kani, that perhaps whatever was left over in that charuv that only half was retained for himself, maybe the other half is included in the sale. Perhaps even the other half that was not mentioned in this exclusion is also part of the exclusion and it's not included in the sale. So Amar Lei, Rav Sheshes told him, like honey, he doesn't acquire even that half of the tree. And Esav Acha Bar Huna asked him, we have a brass that tells us, let's say he expressly stipulated, chutz mechatzi charuv pliny, chutz mechatzi sadon pliny, shar charuvin loikana, he doesn't acquire the other charuvin. My love, does that mean, shar charuvin hu loikana, that he doesn't acquire the other trees, hamash shir ba'isai charuv kana, but what was left over in that one tree is acquired. So Amar Lei, Rav Sheshes told him, loy, that's not so. Afilu mash shir ba'isai charuv nami loikana, even whatever was left over in that tree itself is not acquired by the buyer. Take that, you should know, the ilu Amar Lei, that if the seller told the buyer, Sadi mechur lecha, chutz mechatzi sada plini, I'm selling you my field except for half of that field. Hahu hu loikana, ha'idach kana, do you want to say that he doesn't acquire half the field, but the other half he does acquire? Of course not. El loikani, rather he doesn't acquire the entire field. Hachinami loikani, over here also, he doesn't acquire even that half of the field that was not mentioned. Now the Gemara moves on to a totally different topic, and the only reason why I bring it up is because of what we had said at the top of the Amud. You see the first three words of the Dayani Gaila Amri, as we brought up the Dayani Gaila, whom we mentioned were Shmuel and Karna. So here also we're going to bring up a machlekes between the Dayani Gaila and the Dayani Eretz Yisrael. Now this is going to be discussing returning a pikadain. We know that even if someone gave a pikadain to somebody else to watch for him in front of Edim, it does not need to be returned in front of Edim, and the Shemra pikadain, the watchman, is believed to say, Hechzarti lecha, I returned it to you, even though again, it wasn't returned in front of Edim. So Bamine Rav Amram Rav Chizda, Rav Amram asked Rav Chizda the following question, Hamavket Eitzel Chaver B'Shtar, if a person deposited something with his friend, but he did it with a shtar, it was written down in a document, but then the Shemer told him, I returned it to you. Mahu, how do we view this? Mi amrina, do we say, that if you wanted to say an oinus happened, something unavoidable happened to your thing and it got totally ruined, mehemen, he would be believed in that situation and he wouldn't have to pay. Hashtanai mehemen, so too over here, when he claims, I returned it to you, he'd be believed. I don't want perhaps, Amar Lei, maybe the owner, the guy who deposited the thing, could tell him, shtar chabiyadi my bai. Why do I have a shtar by me that says, I deposited this thing by you? If you really returned it to me, so then you should ask for the shtar back. So Amalei, Rav Chizda told Rav Amram, Mehemen, the Shomer is believed to say that I returned it. So Rav Amram responds to Rav Chizda, Volei Malei, why doesn't he just tell him, Shtar Chabiyadi my bai? How do you answer that question? So Amalei, Rav Chizda responds to Rav Amram, Ulutamech, according to you, that you have this question on me, V'chi Amalei Nansu, Mimati Amalei Shtar Chabiyadi my bai? Let's say the Shomer did use the tine of Nansu. He claimed that something unavoidable happened to the object, and everyone agrees in that case that he's believed. Would the owner of the object be able to say, what's your shtar doing in my hand? Of course not. The Shomer is tining that an oinus happened to it. So it makes sense that the shtar is still by the owner of the object. And since we don't have a problem with the taina of Nensu, we also don't have a problem with the taina when he says, Hechzartem l'cha, and the fact that the shtar is still by the owner doesn't cause us any problems. So Amr Lei, or if Amr told Rav Chisda, I know I'm based on top, Saif, at the end of the day, Ki Amr Lei Nensu, even if the Shemer did claim that an Aynas happened to it, Lav Shvua Bai, wouldn't he have to make a Shvua swearing to that extent that an Aynas happened to it? So Rav Chisda responded, Machanami, my Nemon, what do I mean by saying Nemon, that the Shemer is believed with the claim, I returned it to you, Nemon b'Shvua, he's believed if he makes a Shvua, and that's going to be sufficient. And again, even though the owner has the Shtar by him, as long as the Shemer makes a Shvua, he's believed with this Taina of Hechzarti Lecha, I returned it to you. Now the Gemara tells us, let's say this machlokes is the following tanaim. Now really it's not tanaim, we're going to see that it's on my rhyme. And the tanya, what's a machlokes? Shtar kiss a yotze al yusaimim. There's a shtar kiss that's coming out against yusaimim. We're going to explain in a moment what the shtar kiss is. Dayani gaila amri, the dayanim of the gaila say, and as we had said, this is Shmuel and Karna, the nishba v'goy v'kuloi, he swears and he collects everything. The dayani Eretz Yisrael amri, and the dayanim of Eretz Yisrael say, this is Rav Amin Ravasi, the nishba v'goy v'mechza, he swears and he only gets half. And with the kuli alma isluhu de nardai, everyone gives to the shita the chum of nardai, dami nardai, the chum of nardai say, hi iska, this business deal, palga milva upalga bikadoin, that half it's alva and half it's a bikadoin. Now I'll just pause over here to explain before we see that this is a similar machloikas. And this was discussed extensively by Metzia, and we're going to explain very briefly over here just to the point that we're trying to bring out. This iska that we mentioned is an investment. Reuven gives Shimon, let's say, $100 to do business with. And in order not to run into ribbis issues, the chum said that this $100 is divided. We look at $50 of it as a loan, which Shimon has to repay to Reuven regardless if the business profits or loses, and the other half, the other $50, is a pikadon, which Reuven takes responsibility for any losses, but also stands to gain from the profits. Now here we're talking about a shtar kiss being taken out against Yusaimim. And this shtar kiss is this iska, is this business deal that Reuven had given Shimon $100, and then Shimon died, so now Shimon's taking out this shtar against the Yusaimim. So regarding the half, which is a loan, there's no machlokes. The same way if Reuven would go directly to Shimon with a shtar halva, Shimon would have to pay up, and at most he'd be able to mechayev Reuven to swear that he wasn't yet repaid. It's the same with Shimon's yosaimim; they definitely have to pay the half, which is alva. But what about the half that's a pikadon? Is Reuven able to collect that from the yosaimim or not? And that's what we just brought up. The Dayani Gaila say that Reuven could swear and he collects everything, even the half that's a pikadon, whereas the Dayani Eretz Yisrael say that he's only able to swear and collect the half that's alva, but not the half that's a pikadon. Now we go on to explain what exactly the machlokes is. My lab b'halkam eflegi must be the what's machlokes. Demar Sover, the Dayani Gaila hold Matzi Amri Lei, that if Shimon was alive, Reuven could technically tell Shimon, Shtar Chabiyadi my boy, what's your shtar doing by me? If it's really true that you return the half that's a bikadain, why do I have the shtar by me? And because of that claim of Shtar Chabiyadi my boy, Reuven would be allowed to collect the half that's a bikadain from Shimon, again if Shimon was alive, and now that we're talking about the Yusaimim, Reuven could collect from Shimon's Yusaimim. Umar Savar was the Yonah Yisrael hold, Loi Amri, that Reuven would not be allowed to tell Shimon, Shtar Chabiyadi my boy, and Shimon, if he was alive, would be believed to say, Hechzarti l'cha, I return the bikadain to you, and by that same token, with Shimon's Yusaimim, Reuven can't collect the half which is a bikadain because we're going to taina for them that maybe their father returned the half that's a bikadain. That's what the Dayani Eretz Yisrael say, that Shimon in this case is only able to collect the half that's a halva, but not the half that's a bikadain. However, the Gemara says, no, that's not so. The Kuli Alma is with Rav Chisda. Really, everyone holds Rav Chisda that Shimon would be believed and Reuven would not have a taina of Shtar Chabiyadi my bay. Over here, what's a machlokes? The Meir Savar, the Dayani Gaila hold, im Isa de Pare, if it's really true that Shimon did repay the bikadain while he was alive, Meimer Hava Amar, he would have told his kids before he died, you should know I already paid back the pikadain to Reuven, and so he can't take that pikadain from you after I die. And that's why Reuven's allowed to collect it, because the Yusaimim don't have any knowledge of this from their father. Whereas Umar Savar, the Dayani Eretz Yisrael hold, Amor, we could say that the reason why Shimon didn't tell his kids this before he died is Malcham Avos who don't say. The Malcham Avos caused an oinus. The Malcham Avos got to Shimon before he was able to tell his kids that he repaid it, and that's why Reuven is not able to collect the half that's a pikadain from the kids. And continuing to discuss this, Shalch Rav Huna Bar Oven, Rav Huna Bar Oven sent the following halacha, Hamavke Eitzach Haver B'Shtar, if a person deposits something by his friend and was recorded in a shtar, Amr Lo, and then the Shomer says, V'chadarta V'lacha, returned it to you, Neman, he's believed. And also, Shtar Kiss, Hayotze Al Yusaimim, if this Shtar Kiss, this business deal that we just discussed, came out against the Yusaimim, Nishba V'gai V'kuloi, Reuven could swear and collect everything, the half that's halva and the half that's a pikadain. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second, Tarti, we're saying both of these halachas, they're contradicting each other. By saying that a Shomer is able to claim Hechzarta V'lacha, then how could we say in the very next din that when Reuven's collecting from Yusaimim, he collects everything, including the half that's a bikadain? Why don't we taina for the Yusaimim that their father returned it to Reuven? Because their father himself would be believed with such a taina. The more answer is shiny hasam. That case is different, meaning when we're dealing with Yusaimim, it's a totally different story. story, Dim Issa Depare, if it's really true that Shimon did pay Reuven back, Memar Hava Amar, he would have told his kids that he paid back, and since he didn't, that's why Reuven is able to collect everything from them, even the Pikadon. Now Rav Amar Rava tells us, Hilchasa, what's the bottom line halacha? Nishba v'gai v'mechza, then when Reuven's trying to collect from the Yisaimim, he swears and he's only able to collect half, meaning the half that's halva, but not the half that's a Pikadon. And Amar Zotra says, Hilchasa, k'dayani gaila, the halacha is like the dayanim of the gaila. So Amar Ravina Amar Zotra, Ravina asks Amar Zotra, Hama Rava, Rava just told us that Nishba v'gai v'mechza, Reuven's only able to swear and collect half. And the dayanai gaila say that Reuven would be allowed to collect everything, not half, so how could you say that halacha is like the dayanai gaila? We're passing like dayanai Eretz Yisrael. Amar Lehi responded, Ananta dayanai gaila, ayin alf amin alf on top, ibchamasninon la. We hold that dayanai gaila said the opposite, meaning we should switch around the shitas of the dayanai gaila and dayanai Eretz Yisrael. And really, it's the dayanai gaila that said that Reuven can only collect half, and that's Rava saying, like, so we don't have any problems. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah, continuing to discuss what's excluded from the sale of a field, even if the seller had said everything's included. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.